News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I don't believe I have one, but I do believe my parents had one. Now that, so that's kind of interesting of itself. So is that how this goes? Parents don't believe they have one. Children think they do.
Not really. Funnily enough, when I went out to parents to ask them, well, look, do you have a favourite child? It's for part of a parenting taboo series that I'm writing for the Irish Times. I was surprised by the number of parents who came back and said, yes, I do. And I am mortified by this. I am so ashamed and I feel so guilty about it. But I can absolutely see it. And worse than that, my child is picking up on it. My child who's not the favourite, or my other children.
Oh,
or maybe
Lord.
Even that child who feels that they're the least favourite, because that's kind of cropped up
and
too.
Okay, did they say why they have a favourite child? They just get on better with one child rather than another child?
A bit of that. I mean, some parents struggled because they saw aspects of themselves in their children. The very thing that annoyed them about themselves annoyed them in their children. Others just found that personality was a little bit easier to get along with. Maybe the child was more agreeable. In other cases, it was nearly a reaction because they might have two children and the other child, who wasn't the favourite child, was very disagreeable, they felt, and didn't appreciate things. And things like that, just certain personality traits, certain behaviours, finding some children maybe more whiny, that came up a little bit than others. And not one parent was okay with feeling like this, but they all admitted it was a case. And again, I had a few people in the piece, but the number of people who came back and admitted it was far, far higher than I could actually cover.
Okay.
So it is much more common. We just don't seem to be able to talk about
it. Yes, and I guess we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to admit it as parents, but maybe we don't also want to admit it to our children. The child that is not the favourite child, that can't be a particularly easy road.
No, not at all. And for one parent who was speaking to me about it, she said it broke her heart because as she's pointing it out, she's hearing this and she knows that the child is recognising it and recognises that in their mother's affection. Now, it was all mums in this case who came forward. The dads weren't volunteering, but there were mums saying, yes, actually the dad in our case also has similar feelings towards our children. And the preferred child might be the preferred child to both parents.
Interestingly, I hope my siblings aren't listening. I was not, I don't think, my mother's favourite child, but I think I was my father's favourite child. So sometimes there might be a bit of a disparity there or a discrepancy there.
Yeah, I mean, that absolutely can be the case. I think in the case I was speaking to, the preferred child in one case was the preferred child because he was the easiest of their children to rear. That's how the parents felt about him. And so he was the preferred child on both sides. I suppose that's probably a little bit harder to take. If you have a chance of being the favourite on the other side, you can maybe get your head around it a little bit better. Yeah.
Just before I let you go, is there any way of unravelling it and not, if you have a favourite child, there's probably no way of not having a favourite child then, really, is there? Do you know what I mean? You can't unpick it.
Well, I spoke to Aisling O'Connor, who was a psychologist for this piece, and she was talking about trying to unpick, was there a disconnect? Why was this disconnect here? Did something traumatic happen? Was there a way kind of that you could go back and revisit and try to build on that connection again? I suppose we just have to be really aware. Are we being fair? You know, I mean, if we can at least look back.
Whatever
and try
about your
to be
feelings,
fair.
Your actions need to be fair. Look, it's really interesting, Jen, and I'm surprised, as you say, it's so high. But thank you for joining us. That's Jen Hogan, their journalist and columnist with the Irish Times. Really interesting, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.